Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.
Yeah.
Always love when we got Lex McMahon from Titan FC in studio as we got a card coming up this weekend. And Chase Hooper, he is going to be featured on the card. He is joining us as well, boys. Thank you for the time. We appreciate it. Always love having you guys in.
Yeah, man. Thanks so much. We love coming in and hanging with you guys. And it's great having Chase, man. We've been making the tour of Miami, hitting all the hot spots, and it wouldn't be complete if we didn't come visit you guys, man.
What is this like, Chase? You are from Washington, correct?
Yeah, from a little town outside Seattle.
So what has South Florida been like? What is the experience? You were at the Marlins game last night. I saw you were alligator wrestling or doing a boat tour today. Has the whole experience been?
It's cool. It's like a vacation, except I gotta, you know, step in a cage and fight some dude at the end.
yeah, a little bit of a difference there.
Yeah.
Some work to
some
do.
People have a similar vacation, I guess, you know, not partying.
Well, the cool thing is, you know, he gets to go on vacation and kind of gets paid for it, man, so that's not bad.
Yeah, there's worse places to fight, for sure. There's worse places to fight. You're 19 years old, man. 19 years old, you were on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series, and you got a UFC developmental contract. So you know they're definitely interested in you, and Titan has shown that they are the platform to get you to the big show. What has this been like for you, man? Ever since that ride of getting to do that, and how does it feel? You know, being very close to that step.
Honestly, I'm just trying to enjoy it all while I can. It's been super. It's been an amazing experience, like fighting on all these different shows, talking to Dana White, Sean Shelby, all these guys, Fighting normally doesn't make that much money at all. Like my first fight, I made like $1,000 to win. And now I'm making like so much more than that, that it's like, it's crazy that I'm able to make a living at my age.
Right.
Because I'm like living on my own and like doing everything, and it's super cool.
Well, one of the things I found crazy is I saw, like, I think I read that your dad started training you at 9 or something like that for kickboxing and jiu-jitsu. And you're kind of in this generation where, you know, the old generation of fighter, a lot of them come with, you know, pure wrestling backgrounds or from boxing, and you're kind of on that next wave where, like, UFC was established when you were a kid, and you've probably been able to craft yourself, like, this is something I want to do. It's going to be pretty wild seeing what guys like you and the next generation of fighter is like. It's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, definitely. Guys like Aaron Pico, who are, like, you know, have all that stuff, he's not necessarily putting it all together right now, but guys that kind of have all that starting to grow up with it. Like my coach started training when he was 20. I started training when I was like 8 years old. Yeah. So the UFC was already well established before I was born.
Wild.
What is it like? Like, when did it first? I mean, obviously you started young, but when did it click for you? Like, this can be my career. Like, all my friends that I'm going to school with, like, they could go to college, they could go be an accountant, they could be a lawyer. I can be a fighter.
Honestly, for the longest time, I never really thought of it as a career. I was kind of the nerdy kid in school. I just kind of, you know, sat in the corner, didn't talk to anybody, and, like, did my work, and then went and trained after. It was, like, 2016, I think. I went to the IBJJF Pan Americans, which is, like, it's, like, a step above nationals and a step below worlds for jiu-jitsu.
Right.
And I won my division at 16. And at that point, I was like, oh, I guess I'm, you know, kind of all right at this, so.
Yeah, I don't suck.
See what I can do with it.
Have you noticed that, Lex? The younger they get, are you more amazed with how much faster they are coming with, or the skill set that they have? Or what have you noticed from the guys that you have on your cards, I guess, age-wise, of what they're coming to the cage with?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we touched on it, is we've got, you know, these young athletes that are starting to train holistically mixed martial arts as its own unique art form, as opposed to just wrestling, just jiu-jitsu, just karate, whatever it may be. You know, they're working an integrated game from a very young age, and I think that's the toughest part about mixed martial arts, is the transitions from skill set to skill set to skill set. So they're learning those from, in Chase's case, 8 years old.
That's wild.
So, and as the sport has grown, you're getting much better athletes that are coming to this sport because they realize they can make a living at it, and they can make a good living if they really ascend to the top of the ranks. I mean, you know, Conor McGregor's in the, you know, last year the top five of the wealthiest athletes, and this year within the top 20. I mean, ahead of like football players, soccer players, tennis players, here's this Irish dude who goes out and fights. You know, and I think it's a great testimony. No, not very much, but guess what? He makes a lot more money than we do. But it's a great testimony to
that whiskey he's touting around.
That's right.
That's not hurting.
But it's a great testimony to, I think, the growth of the sport and where we are, and the opportunity for athletes like Chase to develop.
Now you this week, and you got Juan Puerta is going to be getting back into the cage and
redemption.
This was crazy, man. So when we had him in before his fight, we were going to go, but we were in Dallas and we weren't able to make it out there. So I'm seeing on Twitter what the hell's going down. I can't imagine what you were going through because this is 3 days beforehand. He's expecting to defend his belt and he's going out there. And then all of a sudden you don't have a main event because the commission says, no, he can't fight.
Literally 5 minutes before the fight was
ever like this ever happened in your career?
It's MMA. So it's the Wild West. Crazy stuff happens all the time. That has never occurred to me. And when the commission told me about it, I was like, you're joking, right? I mean, the kids were, you know, Blart had his Cuban flag wrapped around his shoulders and was literally getting queued up to walk.
Jesus.
Puerta was doing his final warm-up, and I had to go tell him, hey, man, you've got a problem. And, you know, we're going to sort through it. The next thing I did before I went out and talked to the crowd and notified them, which wasn't fun, is I had to call my partners at the UFC and explain what was happening. And they were amazing, man. They are like, look, we're going to help you figure it out. We don't just keep us posted. Go do what you got to do. But we're going to be by your side. And sure enough, they were a big part of helping, you know, myself and some of the other promoters here in Florida work with the commission to change the no tolerance for THC, which is an antiquated law.
Right.
You know, now within a couple of days, honestly, Mark Ratner from the UFC, you know, called and talked to me and then called and spoke with the commission. Within a couple of days of Puerta being suspended, the rule changed. So now Florida has brought themselves up to the WADA and USADA standard, right, which is 150 nanograms, which is, you know, much more. I mean, Puerta took an edible Tuesday before the fight, yet they're punishing him because he still had a lot in his system, because I, you know, they told the amounts. But had they had this new legislation in place, or the new standards in place,
was he
never would have been tested,
right? And was it a thing where he thought it was just CBD and it ended up having something in it? Like, how does that work? Because I know, like, CBD seems like it's getting the mixed martial arts game like crazy. Like, you guys have it all over. I mean, Nate Diaz is doing it after press conferences, and it definitely seems like there's a blend
in fairness,
there.
In fairness to CBD, Puerta's original statement was that, you know, he took a CBD gummy. He came out and clarified it.
Okay.
He took a gummy that had THC in it. And he owned it.
But you're right. Like, this is a line that does feel like it's getting it needs to be clarified and updated with the times.
100%, man. You know, I mean, you know, the UFC signed a CBD deal.
Yeah.
Like, they're the best at understanding where the science is on a certain subject. If they've approved it, it's been vetted, you know, and I think that says a lot. And you look at what the, you know, USADA and WADA are doing on the Olympic level, you know, that just, to me, just go where the science is. If you go where the science is, the rest will take care of itself. And fortunately, even though Florida's laws are antiquated, the commissioner and his team are willing to learn and to make changes, and that's what they did in this instance.
Speaking of which, did you see that bare knuckle at all this weekend?
I did.
What do you think of this thing, man? Because I'm like, I've watched a few of these cards, and like, I don't know, man. It's weird watching it, like, because when we're watching, you know, these guys at your promotion doing these things, and Leroy and I are seeing these dudes just throwing bombs at each other, it feels like the protection of the hands, like, it's there for a reason.
You got those gloves on. You're going to swing away.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's like,
that's
right. Bare knuckles. And you're like, well, I don't want to hurt my
they're
hand.
Cutting, yeah, like, they're getting up there, and dudes are getting their faces diced up. They're breaking their hands. I don't know, man. I don't know what to make of it.
So the Florida Commission actually called me before they sanctioned bare knuckle, and because they didn't have it on the rule books here, and they had to make a decision whether or not they were going to do it, because they were approached by the Bare Knuckle FC to hold the event here. I told them I thought it was a step backward for the sport.
Really?
For MMA and combat sports in general. It's going back to a day where it truly was, you know, blood sport, you know, Jack Johnson back in the day, you know, out there doing his thing. It was really more of a brawl as opposed to an athletic endeavor. You know, what Chase and all these other athletes do now in MMA, man, it's, if boxing was the sweet science, MMA to me is the sweetest science, because these guys have to learn so much. It's so nuanced, and then transitions and everything. Plus they have to be, you know, highly conditioned. They have to be great athletes. Like, there's so much that goes into mixed martial arts, and to see it, I in my opinion, to see it degraded by bare knuckle, it's just a mistake. Not taking away from the guys who competed in it, because a lot of them are MMA fighters.
Yeah.
You know, but I think in a lot of instances, it's bare knuckles, the catchy thing right now. You know, it's hot because it's sensational. I could be wrong. I don't think it's going to last long term. The same reason the UFC couldn't catch on and go mainstream in the early days, it wasn't regulated. It was too bloody for the masses.
Right.
I think bare knuckle is going to encounter that, but the problem is they can't get away from it. That's their sport.
Yeah, that's true.
Chase, we come out to watch you fight. What are we getting? What are we going to see?
You're going to see a tough fight. It's going to be real good. I'm expecting my opponent to come out hard, and I'm going to try to meet him with that. I'm pretty durable, so.
He's like a zombie, dude. It's crazy.
I don't think there's much that somebody can do to me that I haven't already had done, and, you know, kept walking forward with, you know. And yeah, I just kind of want to show people that I can, you know, do some cool stuff at 19 and that I'm ready for the UFC.
What's it like from you from a developmental standpoint? Because it feels like, I mean, you still feel like you're growing at such a rapid pace and learning stuff in training camps and getting better. Like, does it feel like you still have a lot of growth to do, even though you feel like you're at a very high level right now?
Always. I feel like the sport's too new for me to be able to be confident in my ability to like do whatever to anybody. Like, I always want to keep getting better and keep adjusting. Like, even after I win a fight, we'll go back and we'll look at all the tiny mistakes I made or the big ones and then try to fix all those. I feel like MMA, since it's constantly changing, like it's going from being like wrestling heavy to striking heavy to jiu-jitsu heavy, it's just constantly having to adjust to the different like flows of the sport.
Maybe it's just for us. You seem really chill, Mo. I mean, you seem like
were you nervous throwing out the first pitch yesterday at the Marlins game, or did you feel confident? Like, I saw you put a video out and you airmailed a little bit, but the real deal looked pretty good.
I don't know. This is all kind of extra stuff for me. So throwing out the first pitch to a baseball game is super cool. And I mean, like, I've already starved myself for a month, so I'm not too like. I've already got over the, like, being grumpy from not eating, so I'm just kind of, like, laid back now.
That is the hardest thing in boxing and MMA, the weight dropping. Like, how you guys do that is instilled to, like, because I know if I don't eat for a couple of hours, like, get out of my way.
If I don't eat for
angry.
A couple of minutes.
Right. You're just like, you don't want to deal with nothing, and you have to go and, like, you know, you do interviews and you have to go and keep training and then you have to then go fight. Because I know we go to fight. Sometimes we see guys and we go, oh, there is no chance. He looks like he dropped a ton of weight.
It's crazy, man. It's a wild thing. But it's good that you're into something so early that you seem to have a huge passion for and are getting to showcase it on a great place like Titan, man.
Yeah, thank you.
It's cool to see. I'm sorry, Chase. Go ahead.
It's been a cool experience so far. I hope to keep fighting for these guys because I like the show. I like everything about it. And, yeah, I just love the sport and want to see how far I can go with it.
Yeah, it's exciting for me to, you know, the UFC called me and said, hey, can you put Chase on your card? And I was automatically like 100%.
Yeah.
You know, because they were interested in him because of the contract he has. But then I went and watched his fight on Contenders. And I was like, oh, my God, this guy can take a beating and keep coming, but then he's super exciting. That's the exact kind of person, you know, Dana says it all the time. He's like, I want killers that come in and fight for me, guys that just won't stop. They come constantly. That's what Chase does. Yeah, he's got to grow, and, you know, he's undefeated right now, but, you know, he'll keep winning, but at some point maybe he loses. But it's going to be a learning experience for him because he's going to keep growing. This guy is so talented. So, you know, what he's doing now, you know, having to do radio, having to do all this extra promotional material, he's doing it with a great attitude. You know, we drug him to the Marlins game yesterday. Yeah, it was cool, but it was time away from, sure, you know, relaxing and focusing in and training. Took him today out to the Everglades Holiday Park, and you know, we had him shadow boxing and hitting mitts in the under the sun in front of airboats out and by alligators and stuff, and he just laughed and he did the whole thing, man. And you know, so I'm excited to have somebody like this fight for me, because you know, he's got the right attitude and he definitely has the skills, and it, you know, I'm hoping that we're the platform that, you know, hopefully takes him right up to that next level soon.
Well, Tide FC 55 is Friday night at Extreme Action Park. Anything else, Lex, as far as where people can get tickets and anything else on the card coming up that you're very excited about?
Yeah, you know, we got two title fights. You know, as we touched on, Juan Puerta is coming back. He's going to get his redemption, the opportunity to defend the championship belt that he didn't when he got suspended. That's going to be a great fight. He's fighting Claudio Ledesma, who is, you know, they're both ranked in the top 10 in the country. So they're both high-level fighters. And then we've got the interim bantamweight title fight between Erwin Rivera and Matt Wagge. So we got two title fights. We got Chase's super fight against Luis Gomez. Tickets are at cagetix.com/Titan or at the venue at Extreme Action Park. Appreciate everybody's support, man, and we appreciate you guys always having us in.
Absolutely, yeah, man. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.